Amen. That second verse, when they said, soon I shall hear. I'm looking forward to that day when He calls us all home. Until then, may the Lord help us. If you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter number 7 this morning. Matthew chapter 7, as we stand to our feet. We'd like to read two verses of Scripture. The Bible says, Lord Jesus is speaking here. And He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love. Lord, we thank You that we are sheltered, safe in Your arms, for those of us that have trusted You and You alone as our personal Savior. Lord, I pray for that one that may be here today that may be religious but have never trusted Christ. I pray that this would be the day that they understand how much You love them. And Lord, they would recognize their need of You and trust You as their Savior. I pray for those of us that have already made that decision. And we know that heaven's going to be our home, but Lord, help us to see how few our days are and how much work there is to do. May we give ourselves to it. Bless the Word of God as it's preached this morning. Hide me, dear Lord, behind the cross. I need a special touch from You today. You know all things. You know my heart. You know what everyone here needs. And I pray that those needs would be met through Thy Word, through the Spirit of God. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I want to preach this morning on Broadway. Broadway. Here we have the story in the Bible of two ways. One is Broadway and the other is the narrow way. The Bible says one wide is the gate and the other one, the Bible says, is a straight gate. Many there be that go in the one and few there be that finds the other one. The description's given to us. The narrow way and the broad way, the wide gate, the straight gate. Many goes in one and few goes in the other. Jesus said in verse number 13, that broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. I've told you before of watching a story on television, and as we remember the fall, and I think our minds should go back to that day in September in 2001 when planes crashed into the World Trade Centers. And I was watching a documentary called Inside 911, and a reporter was at the scene of the World Trade Towers, and he got caught in the smoke and in the debris as the first tower began to collapse. And as he was trying to escape, I was watching this, he was trying to escape, the smoke began to be so strong, and all the debris began, if you've ever seen the videos, it just all of a sudden it would come rolling through the streets. And he had to fall down to the ground. And the road that he was on Broadway. And then he made a statement. And it's a statement I've never forgotten what he said. He said this. He said, this is my last breath. And it's going to be on Broadway. And while this was a street in the city of New York, the Bible teaches us that there is a broad way, that if you choose to stay on that road, the Bible says it will lead you to everlasting destruction. And just like the reporter chose to be where he was, we all have decisions to make. We make choices every day, don't we? You chose to get up this morning. Hopefully you chose to brush your teeth, to clean yourself up. You chose the suit of clothes that you were going to put on. And you chose to get in your car and to drive and to park in this parking lot and to come and to sit in here. You chose to do that. And today you made a choice to do those things. But we make choices every day. And I want you to know that the choice we're going to talk about today is the most important choice in all of your life. You have a choice to make. What are you going to choose? I want us to look this morning at verse 13. When I think about this, we have a choice to make. If you take a note, write that down. We have a choice to make. The Bible says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. So before us are two gates. The Bible says there's the straight gate, and there is the wide gate. The straight gate means that there's a narrow way with obstacles that stands close by, making it a difficult way and not as attractive. Because when you begin to look at it, you begin to see all these different things. But some of those obstacles are things like sin. Sin keeps you from going in the straight gate. There are things like pride. And how many people have sit on church pews and listen to the message of the gospel, how that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins and that their only hope is Christ. But because of pride, they've not entered in the straight gate. Think about self-righteousness. Think you're going to work your way to heaven? The Bible says there's no way you can work your way to heaven. You have a choice to make. And dear friend, I want you to know, you're not going to find it in as good as you can be. You'll not make your way to heaven. You must choose. There's good works. And how many people do I know that are living their life and they'll say something like this. If you ask them the question, if you were to die today, do you know that you'd go to heaven? And sometimes they'll say, yeah, I know. And you say, how do you know? And sometimes they'll say, well, because I'm good. I do good things. But does not the Bible say that as good as we can be, our own righteousness, as good as our righteousness is, the Bible says it's filthy rags in the sight of God. The best works you can possibly do will not get you to heaven because the Lord Jesus Christ did all the work that needed to be done. You have to trust Christ. We see that the Bible says that the straight gates, this narrow way, the obstacles, sin, pride, self-righteousness, good works, religion. Being a Baptist isn't going to get you into heaven. Just like being anything else won't get you into heaven. But these are obstacles in the way. It's a sad thing that Baptist churches will let people join without them giving a clear profession of faith, that they know Christ as Savior, but that's happening today. There was a time when Baptist churches especially, they would go through things and make sure that you made a clear profession that you knew Jesus Christ as your Savior. We try to do that around here. Everybody that ever comes and wants to join the church, I ask them certain questions, specific. But we see all these things, straight gate, it's a narrow way, and there's obstacles that are close by, and these things are keeping people from going through the straight gate. These are all obstacles that are standing in the way. Narrow way means affliction, means suffering. You know, you look at it, it just doesn't seem to be so attractive, because when we decide to go the narrow way, then the world tries to come after us. The affliction and the suffering that's happening now are because of those that are on the broad way. Those that are lost and undone. Those that have not chosen Christ. They make the way hard, don't they? They make the way difficult. So we see we have a choice to make. Straight gate. Now let's look at the wide gate. And the Bible says while the straight gate means a narrow way, the wide gate means a broad way. That means it's an empty expanse. In other words, there's all kinds of room, but it's empty. While there's many on it, it'll always be empty. It'll always be empty of joy, because joy comes from Jesus. It'll always be empty of peace and happiness, of hope and truth. If you have not chosen the narrow way, if you have not chosen the straight gate, the Bible says that you're on the broad way. You've made a choice. You have decided to remain where you are, and on the broad way, you're in an empty part of life. Your life is empty of all that the Lord Jesus Christ has for you. You must choose to go the narrow way. I know somebody said one time, the only thing I don't like about you Baptists is that you're so narrow-minded. And I said, you've got that right, because narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. There's only one way, dear friends. There's only one way. We have a choice to make. The second thing I want you to see is the right way is given to us. Notice what the Bible says. In verse 13, Jesus said, enter ye in. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. So the Lord Jesus said, here's the answer. You have the straight gate and the wide gate. You have the narrow way and the broad way. And he says the answer is to enter into the straight gate. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us the answer. The right way is given to us. Jesus said, enter ye in. Where? At the straight gate. Why? Because the straight gate leads to life. So many people ask, well, how do I enter in? How do I go in this way? Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm telling you, dear friends, today there's only one way to heaven, and that is through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not in keeping the law. It is not in church membership. It is not in the baptismal waters. It is not in a confessional booth. But, dear friends, it is through repenting of your sin and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ and putting your faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. That's the only way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. There's no other way. And the way has been given to us. The right way is shown to us. And the Bible says that while Christ is the only way, all other ways lead to destruction. You know what destruction means? It means damnation. Eternal condemnation. It means perdition. It means waste. And when you do not choose the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, every day without Christ is a day filled with waste. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. You may live your days doing good and being good and trying to be right in a lot of different things, but if you have not Christ in your life, at the end of your life is a Christless eternity in a place that's called hell. And dear friends, that place was not prepared for you. It was prepared for the devil and all his angels. But he has went around and he has fooled people and tricked people and connived people, and he has convinced people that they do not need the Lord Jesus Christ, that they can work their way to heaven. But the Bible says there's only one way, and the way is given to us. Christ is the way. And the reason that the way is so narrow is because there is only one way. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a choice to make. The right way is given to us. And then thirdly, do not wait until it's too late. Do not wait until it's too late. I want you to look with me. The book of Luke, chapter number 13. Luke chapter number 13. I'm watching the story, the documentary on Inside 911. The reporter that day wanted to get as close to the action as he possibly could. And while he was there, the buildings were standing. The documentary began, you know, and the fires. You remember the fires pouring out of the buildings? You remember that? You've seen the pictures. It's an image I'll never forget. You remember where he was? You know, people, I've heard people say, my mom said, I can remember exactly where I was the day that President Kennedy got shot. I remember where I was when Elvis died. I was at Shoney's. Mom and Dad, my mom and I were there, and when Elvis died, we had to leave. We were so upset, you know. But at 9/11, I was at a preacher's fellowship. I'll never forget it. Now I was there. Jody and the kids were at home. And all of a sudden, they come through into the preacher's fellowship, and they said, "We're under attack." My heart sank. I thought, what does that mean? They said, planes have flown into the World Trade Towers. If you remember the story, they thought there could be tens of thousands of people dead. Great fears. The first thing they thought was 20 to 30,000 people have died. But so many were able to escape that day. Praise the Lord for that. The story, and I wish I could remember the gentleman's name, that a strong Christian that was on the floor above the fire and there was no escape. He was able to get out, but as he called out, he was able to tell the people that he had told everybody in there. And, you know, I don't know. People say deathbed confessions are seldom true. But I want to tell you something. He said he was witnessing to every one of them, and he told them the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, and everyone in that room trusted the Lord. Is it true or not? I don't know. All I know is that the Lord Jesus is full of mercy and full of compassion. And he says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that calling upon the name of the Lord is truly in your heart believing that Jesus Christ did what he did on the cross of Calvary and putting your faith in what he did. But that day I remember watching and I remember calling home in the middle of that, and I said, what is going on? And of course Jody and the kids were glued to the television set. It was just an amazing thing. We never thought it would happen here, did we? Not in America. And I remember as we left the fellowship and we made our way to the house and turning on the TV, and just what a day and what a somber day it was. What a fearful day. And then when you watched and all of a sudden that one tower began to crumble, just your heart and your breath. And then the second one, America, I thought, this is it. We're seeing the end of time. And America got on her knees and cried out to God for a couple of weeks. And we forgot. And we've still forgotten. There is a war going on to fight enemies. War is not always pleasant, but sometimes it's necessary. Regardless of how you feel, we need to remember our troops that are in harm's way, praying for them. But back to the story. I was watching this documentary, and this guy wanted to be so close to the action, you know, and he had the pictures from relatively close to the towers, I mean, closer than what I would have wanted to have been. And he was documenting it and talking and all of that. And then all of a sudden, you could see it begin to crumble, and he turns around and he begins to run. But it overcomes him. And he waited until it was almost too late. He survived. He got far enough away. Was covered with smoke. His camera was damaged, but the video was still available. He survived, but he waited almost too late. What if he had been just a little bit closer? His life would have been snuffed out instantly. It had been too late. And there's some of you that are here today. You may be putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. But one day it's going to be too late. You have a choice to make. The right way is given to us. But don't wait until it's too late. Look with me in these verses of Scripture as we wind down. Jesus warns us about waiting too late. Notice what the Bible says. Verse number 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. One day everybody's going to want in. One day everybody's going to say, oh, I want in now. Just like Noah and the flood. when they mocked him and made fun of him, and he built the ark and he did what God wanted him to do. And then when he entered in and God shut the door, can you imagine when it began to rain, they wanted in? It was too late. You can be trusting a whole lot of things, but if you're not trusting Christ for your salvation, then it's going to be too late one day. He says, I'll say unto you, many will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. It's going to be too late. What are you trusting for your eternity? What road are you on? Are you on Broadway or are you on the narrow way? Christ is the only way. Verse 26, the Bible says, then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught us in our streets. These had been around him many, many times. They had been in his presence, but they had rejected him for who he was. There have been many under the sound of the gospel throughout the ages that have heard the truth, but they rejected the truth. And they'll stand before him and say, Lord, did we not do this in your name? And did we not do that in your name? But the only thing that matters is, have you trusted Christ? Verse number 27, terrible words. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. I believe that's just the most terrible words in all the Bible. It's to think that there'll be people that's going to have to hear, depart from me. Spend their eternity in a place called hell. What a horrible scene we find. In verse 28, the Bible says, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. No longer will you be with those that have believed. No longer will you have an opportunity. You'll see how close you were to being able to be with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but you'll be thrust out because you made the wrong choice. Verse 29, the Bible says, they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. What a Savior. From every part of the world, from all nations, people from Asia and people from Europe and people from Africa and people from North America and on we could go. People from all around the world that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. From the north, the south, the east, and the west are going to be gathered together because they chose the way that was right. They entered in at the straight gate. And they're going to be there in the kingdom of God, worshiping the Lord forever. The Bible says in verse number 30, and behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. I want you to understand when we get there that God will judge righteously. He knows every heart. He knows every motive. And those that He judges here are going to be those that have trusted Christ. And He's going to reward us for that which we've done with our lives. So as we close this morning, may I ask you, which way are you headed? Which way have you chosen? What road are you on? Narrow way or broad way? Wide gate or straight gate? There's not a lot of choices here. There's two. He doesn't confuse us with all kinds. He says, there's two ways. One leads to destruction. One leads to life everlasting. The narrow way, the straight gate, leads to life everlasting. Few there be that find it. But the broad road, the broad way, and the wide gate leads to life of destruction. And many there be that are on those roads. Just because you've been around the Lord, just because you've been around the church, just because you've been around other believers doesn't make you a Christian. It's a personal choice. You have to trust Christ by faith. Believe that He died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and that He rose again. Understand that you're a sinner. Be willing to confess that you're a sinner, and be willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the Bible says that if we'll trust Him, He'll save us. He's a great Savior. The way is given to us. Jesus said, "Enter ye in." Jesus said, "I am the way." Don't wait till it's too late. You may be here today and you don't know for sure that heaven's going to be your home. And the temptation's going to be in. The devil's going to put it out there. Well, this just isn't the good time. Maybe you're visiting with us. I don't know. Maybe you've been here a lot. Maybe you're a member of this church, but you don't have peace about heaven. Pride will get in the way. Certain things will get in your way. Satan will put obstacles there. But today, don't let anything keep you from doing what God wants you to do, because one day, it'll be too late. One day. If you do not trust the Lord, you come to the end of your life, you step out into eternity, the Bible says you'll be thrust out into a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a real place. Please come to Jesus. He stands ready, ready for you. He'll take you just as you are. You don't have to wait till you do this or do that. Just admit that you're a sinner and ask Him to forgive you and ask Him to come into your life and to be your Savior. He's willing to take you where you are, as you are, and make you a new creature in Him. If you're here today and you've trusted the Lord, please pray for a burden for souls. And help us to see that we have the answer. We can show people the way. You know, if you were to ask me, how do I get to a place in Mesa, Arizona? I couldn't tell you because I don't know the way. If you were to ask me how to get to a place in Kingsport, Tennessee, I could tell you exactly how to get there because I know the way. And dear friends, every one of us that are saved, we know the way to heaven. And it is our responsibility to show people the way. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we love You. We know You love us. That's why we love You so much. And I thank You for Your precious word, what it means, how it's changed so many lives, brought salvation to so many souls. Lord, in our midst, it's a diverse group of people. And I don't know anybody's heart here but my own. I know testimonies. But Lord, Thou knowest all things. And You know everybody's condition, whether they've trusted Christ or not. And I pray that the Holy Spirit of God has dealt with those that are here today that do not know Christ as Savior. And I pray that this day, they would choose to trust Thee, the way, the truth, and the life. I pray that this day they would come to thee just as they are and be willing to call upon You and ask You to save their soul. And for those of us that are saved, I pray that we'd get a true burden, a burden for men and women and boys and girls that need Christ, and that we'd realize that we're responsible for showing them the way. May we be faithful in the work that You have for us to do. Now have Thy way in this time of invitation. We pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. With heads bowed and eyes closed as the piano begins to play.